Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm excited about Christian Television Network audience and all of our VFN Radio audiences all around the nation and around the world. And joining me today in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I see.
Yeah, your hair looks pretty
well,
long.
You know, hey, long and styled. I don't have gel in today. You know, I didn't borrow Steve's gel or your gel, but it's getting long here. You know, I'm probably due for a...
Getting a little shaggy.
Trim and an edge up, and you know, but hey, you know, long hair. What can you do? Also joining us today is Steve Kalaszewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day. My goodness, time flies by and it stands still for no man.
Nobody.
No man. We are excited that you're joining us today. Don't forget, we are four programs back to back, and by the grace of God, we have a lot to share.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that, Pat. I will do that. We will be talking in today's program. We're going to talk about how Israel, guys, listen to this. They suspended the talks with the Palestinians. We just shared in the previous program how this unified government between Hamas and Fatah, that we were just talking, you know, mm-hmm. putting this thing together, mm-hmm. This could put a serious kink in these peace talks that were led by the United States. Well, the kink has broken. And Israel has backed out. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and why, and kind of unfold that a little bit. We're also going to be talking about a new IPO. This company in China is getting ready to probably have, move over Facebook. They're saying it's bigger than Facebook. I mean, this is a huge thing.
Oh, wow.
But also at the same time, China is set to have to be a nation that has the most Christians by 2030. And so we're going to talk about what's happening in China as well. I mean, you've got business going on. You've got, mm-hmm. you know, Christians all over the place. I believe it's 1 billion, you know, Chinese that live in China right now. So, you know, they've got a lot of folks. They've got a lot of folks out there. And so we're going to be talking about that. Of course, we're going to be sharing some wonderful things about Jesus today. If you've missed any of our programs, we encourage you to go to VFNTV.com. And, of course, go to The Torch. And you can see we have over... I think close to 3,000 segments, we like to call maybe slices of fresh bread, that are available to you that you can listen. A lot of times we go in more in-depth on The Torch, where we're able to add videos and other resources and related articles there for you to, you know, because we only have a certain amount of time on air. Mm-hmm. We can't cover as much as we'd like, but my goodness, you can spend some time there and be blessed as well. We're also going to be talking about, guys, you know, the World Cup. The World Cup is coming to Brazil.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know how huge soccer was, but let me tell you, in New Jersey, they
everywhere
have...
Everywhere but here.
Yeah, so let me tell you something. Man, they have a Red Bull Stadium. Remind me to tell you about this Red Bull Stadium in, I believe it's in Newark. It's in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is some serious, serious stuff, bro.
Really?
I mean, oh my, you thought a football game was serious.
Mm-hmm.
They actually call it football, but, you know...
Football.
Football. Okay. But, we call it soccer. They call it football. But let me tell you something. That was for Pat. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, you know, God's news behind the news. We're going to jump right into this. And we're talking about what has happened with Israel. You know, as we talked about in the previous program, you know, the United States has been leading, allegedly, these talks between Israel and Palestinian Authority with mm-hmm. their president, you know, Mahmoud. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to come to a place where they can, you know, have a two-state solution. And Israel has come up to the plate, you know, if you will, so mm-hmm. many times. Prior to even jump-starting this conversation, Pat, they've released a whole bunch of prisoners saying, hey, good faith gesture here, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We're going to release some of these known terrorists that have, you know, saying
right.
have done evil things. We're going to release them, and they've cooperated yet again, and one of the stipulations, if you will, that Israel has, one of the things they say, listen, if we're going to recognize you as a state and we're going to work with you, and in order to recognize you with a state, we've got to take a piece of our bread, which is our land, and break it off and give you a piece so that you can call this your home. I mean, we're willing to get along, you know, we are our neighbors. Okay, let's figure this out. You know, the piece of bread is not that big, but we'll break a piece for you.
Right.
Wow. Here it is for you. The only thing here, just, you know, simple.
A minor detail.
Minor detail is that you just recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Just recognize the piece of bread from which your bread is going to come from. You know, just recognize that, you know, we're here.
Yeah. You know, stop killing our folks.
Yeah, just, you know, if you'd stop.
Not that much to ask.
Just stop doing that.
A little minor detail.
We can all get along.
Right.
We can all get along. Well, believe you me, silly things have happened. They refuse to acknowledge Israel as a Jewish state.
And at the same time, they're wanting their land.
I just, you know.
That's crazy.
Call me crazy, call me dumb. It's not been the first time it's happened, but I mean, you know, what's up with that, you know, and how can, you know, we've spoke extensively about Secretary John Kerry and the things that God has showed, you know, Greg in particular about how John Kerry is going to be used, you know, to do Christians and Jews harm. And you know, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a long one. We'll make some related articles for you for that, just to kind of, you know, give you some more context. But These talks are not good. I mean, these talks were not good to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's put Israel in a you know, compromised, you know, place. Mm-hmm. In fact, I mean, you know, John Kerry himself, when we talk about, you know, doing harm to Israel, we're talking about, I mean, basically Kerry threatened Israel, saying, "Do you want another infantata? Do you listen?
Infantata,
do you want this? Do you hey, play nice here, play nice, because you don't want an uprising, do you?
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know, wink, wink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello. I don't know about the wink. Allegedly wink. You know, but here's the deal. So, just, I mean, within days here, Hamas and Fatah have unified. And they're like, we talked about it, they're frenemies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They've united here and have formed a new government. They don't even get along, and now they've gotten along.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, I mean, he's already been on every major news network. And one thing about, I mean, they're so intelligent, man, and smart, and they have such a command. You know, talking about the Jews in Israel and those in leadership there. I mean, they're just sharp.
Yeah.
And I like him as a leader. But this is one of the things that their spokesman, you know, basically said in a statement. He says, following the decision by the Palestinian government to forge an alliance with Hamas, an organization that calls for the destruction of the Jewish state, we have decided to suspend all the negotiations with the Palestinians. We're suspending them. So Israel has basically, you know, said, okay, we're done, you know.
Yeah.
The truth is that, you know, he goes on to say, they cannot say that they are a peace partner. They're looking for peace, right? You want to, let's get along. If they are embracing the most violent and extreme enemies of peace. And this was said by Regev, and he's a spokesperson for the Israeli government. And you're thinking, my goodness. Dude, you've joined with folks that saying they want to annihilate and destroy us, and now you're like saying, "Give me a piece of bread." You know, hello.
Right.
If you want, and if you want peace with Israel, you need to decide who's your peace partner going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a choice, and Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, made that clear. They had a choice. They could have made some arrangement with us, and we could have worked something out, but they chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're looking at a really serious situation that just got even more complicated. But I tell you what, I mean, no reason to fear, no reason to fret. You know, he who watches over Israel never sleeps and never slumbers. And this is just another tool. You just can't get caught up in it. This is the whole organizing thing, you know. It's like, you know, your head's going like a ping pong because it's going every which way. If you're following, you know, oh my goodness, don't ride the roller coaster. Understand that this really wasn't going to go much anywhere.
Right.
It's just about pushing and nudging and stirring things up. And you just got to stay the course. You just got to know. And it's impossible to literally think that you can make peace with someone that wants to chop your head off. I mean, it just doesn't work. Right. It's called delusion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself. You know, and it's like Israel's not under that delusion. Don't get me wrong. But it's those that are trying to impose that, you know, hey, you know, come on.
Right.
Really? You know, it's one thing for you maybe to, you know, promulgate that and at least say that you believe that. You know, we don't know if you really believe that, but say that you believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that the rest of Americans are the same way and believe that as well.
Right,
you just can't make friends with those that want to, you know, do you in and have done you in. And so continue to pray for Israel, continue to support them, continue to support organizations that stand with Israel. I mean, like us, the VFN TV program and VFN Daily Radio program is here standing with Israel. We support Israel. We support ministries in Israel that share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want to see the salvation come to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
We've had experience to minister and bless many of them, and we want to see the full fold come on in, and we're excited about what God is doing and even what he's going to do on the face of this earth. But understand that we have a role to play as Christians, as believers, as sons and daughters of God, Pat. I mean, we God allows us to work with him,
right?
You know, with
allows
him
us. Yeah.
Allows us, but you know, but we need to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
He's given man the authority of the earth, so we need to take that authority and invite the Lord in and intercede and pray for those that God lays on our heart, and in particular, what's happening in the Middle East. Don't forget that there's Christians all in the Middle East. I mean, they're listening to us from all over the Middle East and around the world, and viewing us and all the many different ways that they can access the program. But understand that if we own that, in a previous program, we talked about how prayer has no limitations. Oftentimes people tell me, you know, I've been to Israel and there's, I wish I could go. Hey, listen, you don't have to get in a plane. It's, you know, it's a long flight. And trust me, it's long.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to, you know, bear that expense. You can be in Israel in prayer. Set your calendar, set your time. And listen, you can be in Jerusalem. You can be on Tel Aviv. You can be up the Golan Heights. You can be anywhere you want to be in Israel. Throw a picture up on your computer screen and pray.
Mm.
Pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you be let go from a job for speaking about God or your religious beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Had a situation where I was basically let go from my job for speaking about God.
Let me ask you a question. Was this a conversation with fellow employees?
It was a conversation after overhearing a conversation with me on the phone.
The rule is, if it's not disruptive to the workplace, God's not an off-limit topic. Some employers think that it is, but it's not. And so oftentimes it's an overreaction. There's Bible studies in workplaces going on. But the key is whether it was causing disruption in the workplace or interfering with your job. If it doesn't do that, you really don't have any legal problem. But if it was interfering with the job, that's where the issue becomes more of a basis upon which termination could be made. So here's what we need to do. I need to get in touch with our legal department here at the ACLJ. We'll do that right away.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this. The author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God,
We repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth. We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Don't forget, it's the weekend. You know what that means? It's the VFN Radio Marathon Weekend. That's when you get a chance to listen to back-to-back radio programs that were aired this week. Yeah, you know what? The weekend is busy. You may be in different places, but I like to say that it's VFN Radio on the go. Just like on the app, you can listen to VFN Radio all weekend long because it's the Marathon Weekend. Don't miss it. Get plugged in. Don't forget, VFN Radio Marathon Weekend.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Steve and Pat. And before we went to break, we were talking about how Israel has just suspended talks with the Palestinians after the Palestinians here have just announced that they have unified with Hamas, who is allegedly the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And these are folks that want to do Israel extreme harm and have no problem in saying so. And, you know, this has not been going anywhere for quite a while, these peace talks. And finally, Israel says, okay, you know, and get this, Pat, Steve, not only that they say we're suspending them, however, if you choose to decide to say and reconsider what you've done and say, oh, we're not going to unite no more, Fatah mm-hmm. and Hamas, we're not going to, you know, not going to get together anymore, mm-hmm. we'll still work with you. Wow. I was like,
amazing.
So they've given them every single opportunity. Wow. Still to say, hey, we can work on this, but you're going to have to come to the table and play fair and do right. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that happen. But before we went to a break, we were talking about how we have a role to play, that we don't need to be, concerned or fretful or wringing our hands. Understand that God is in control. God will continue mm-hmm. to protect Israel, no doubt. Believe that. But we also talked about how we can be involved. We can pray. We have the pleasure and the joy and the honor of working with and alongside God in prayer. Mm-hmm. And we can continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we talked about, you can listen. Don't book a flight. Don't book a flight. Just stay right where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, begin to go to Israel in prayer. And if you want to, you know, put a picture. Pat, what do we have that we'll make related to you?
Yeah, we actually have a website that we can make related for you. It's called the Live Kotel Cam. It's actually a shot of the Wailing Wall in Israel.
Wow, Jerusalem. We're looking at the wall right now. Look at that.
Look at that. Isn't that cool?
That is very, very cool. In fact, I actually, when I went to Israel, went to the Wailing Wall. They call that God's mailbox.
Yeah.
They call it God's
mailbox. There's little envelopes and stuff stuck in the wall.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So when I prayed there as a young man, I put a prayer in there, for my future family, and God has indeed answered that prayer and blessed it. But listen, you have an open mailbox right now. It's called opening your mouth and praying to the Lord. Oh, look at that. So cool. We'll make sure that this is related for you to give you a virtual perspective. They have virtual tours and everything, mm-hmm. and you can be in the Holy Land visually and, of course, in spirit. Mm-hmm. Because prayer has no limitation. Oh, God, right. You are amazing. Well, we want to continue talking, guys, about a recent development that's happening in China. As CNN Money is reporting, that they're saying move over Facebook.
Which I'm saying a lot.
Wow. Hello. Facebook now has, what, close to 1 billion active users around the world. Mm-hmm. They are a huge, huge, huge company, and they have most of the stock holders and people who had equity in the company early on became instant billionaires when they had their IPO, which is basically an initial public offering where the company decides to give equity to the public.
Yeah.
Says, hey, you can buy some stock, you know, and they uh-huh. raise a whole lot of money that way. And there is a company in China called Alibaba. Yep, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Alibaba, and this is interesting. CNN Money reports that the tech company is behind the largest and most anticipated IPO of the year, and it has its roots back in a Harvard dorm and MIT lab. All these smart
Actually, it
guys.
Doesn't. It does, oh, does not it? Trace its roots back.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, they, well, have, they say, had their own roots.
I was gonna say, you know, all these smart guys. I misread that. All these smart guys. I always, you know, what's up with that? I mean. Mm. No one consulted me about Google. Nobody. They didn't call me about Apple. You know, I would have got in, Steve.
I would have helped out. As well as I could have.
I would have held the paper, plugged in the computer,
get them some staplers
whatever.
Or something.
No one notified me.
I know they have a need for that.
No one notified Facebook, Twitter. I don't know these guys. You know, I don't know where they're at. But you know, anyhow, they said Alibaba was founded 15 years ago in China.
Wow.
In an apartment. In an apartment of Jack Ma, who's a former English teacher who started the company with an initial investment of $60,000. Get this. Kicked in by 18 friends.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
See, that's my problem. I don't have any smart friends. You guys, you know, I know I'm not smart, you know, but I'm like, I don't have any smart friends either, I guess, who are doing these things. 18 friends that yeah. invested $60,000, and today... The company has evolved and has turned into a dominant force in the China's e-commerce industry. They're huge. They're surpassing even the $16 billion. Their IPO may be the largest, they're saying, and it's probably going to surpass even the $16 billion raised by Facebook.
Wow.
This is huge. They say that Alibaba is often described as a combination – get this, between Amazon and eBay, and with some PayPal sprinkled in between there. and so this is amazing. Wow. This goes on to say just how much revenue this company does. It said last year in a single day, the Chinese version of Cyber Monday, okay, they have a Cyber Monday, the sales on Alibaba, their site, clicked over $5.7 billion
with a B,
and wow. they say that is double what America's Cyber Monday's figures were.
Wow,
that's in one day.
One day.
Well, they do have a billion folks.
They do
there.
Have a billion
yeah,
folks.
They got a little heads up.
I mean, my goodness.
Wow.
They say that unlike Amazon, the company does not sell directly to consumers. Instead, it allows users to search the merchandise offered by the sellers. In thousands of digital stores. I mean, my goodness, they're just doing some really incredible things. They say that Yahoo owns like 24% or something like that, has a stake in this company. So they're saying, hey, maybe the way you can get
somebody smart.
Well, they say maybe you can get a piece of it if you own some of Yahoo. Maybe somehow you maybe get a little piece of that.
Wow.
But it just goes to show you that, you know, you don't have to be a smart guy to go to Harvard or MIT to start a company. You can be in an apartment in China and have a couple of friends that want to throw some money down.
Yeah.
And listen, all you need is an idea. I mean, you know, and God is, filled with ideas, you know.
No doubt.
I try to encourage people, listen, something has to be invented today. Why not it be you? Why not you just abide and spend time with the Lord and say, you know, God, if there's an invention you want me to put out, if there's something you want me to do, you know, let me know. Who's the guy that wanted to know the secrets of the world, but God gave him the secrets of the peanut instead? Carver?
Carver,
yes. Yeah. Washington Carver. George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
He said, I set out my heart because I want to know all the mysteries, all the science of the world. And God said, he gave me all the secrets of the peanut. And he made something
He did a lot.
Over 300 or so, I think, inventions with the peanut.
Mm-hmm.
And when God gives you something, no amount of money can be offered to you. I believe that Albert Einstein or someone like that, someone real smart, and offered him a huge, huge high salary to come work for him. And he's like, nope. And he wanted to go into Tuskegee University and working with those guys done some really incredible things. But my goodness, listen, all you need is an idea. You know, God wants to bless you, and he doesn't mind getting things to you if he can get things through you. And my goodness, you know, there's seven mountains, and it'd be a good idea for some believers. And we have some believers that are doing some incredible things in the business realm. They're not only transacting business, and you know, a lot of times if it's a good business, it's hopefully, you know, developing a solution to a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're fixing something. A lot of things are pleasure, and there's a lot of things that are just not good stuff. But if you can provide a solution or make things easier and better for folks and earn a good living and employ folks, I mean, mm-hmm. listen, there's so many people right now that are looking for employment. Why don't mm-hmm. you be the business owner and start something up? Why don't you be the one that says, oh, you know, I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to allow God to speak to me and maybe I'll have a solution to an issue, to a problem and see what happens. My goodness, 18 friends and $60,000 and now they're getting ready to release an IPO that's, you know, initial public offering that could raise more than $16 billion, surpassing Facebook. My goodness, don't forget to join us in our next programs because we're going to continue that. Listen, the largest church, the church, the most Christian. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history, because a lot of people, this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order. And for Israel, this is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or falls. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them because we have a world and definitely a nation that you want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. Your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. I'm excited about our Christian television network audience and our VFN radio audience, Pat, all around the world. We enjoy seeing them click on all over the place. I saw someone come over, Egypt, and I think it was...
Where?
Egypt, and yeah. I believe his name was Muhammad. I saw, and it's just wonderful. I mean, we're like, man, this is so cool.
Amazing.
Wow. To have everyone be connected, but they're all, I mean, all over Spain. My mind's going blank right now. But Spain.
All over the world.
All over the world. Thank you. Thank you. Really, they are.
We promise.
My brain is frozen. But also joining me today in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello, hello. And, of course, Steve Kalischewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day. My goodness, have you missed our previous program? You missed a lot. We talked about Israel. Don't worry. We have many ways that you can connect and make sure you can catch us again on the Torch and just go to VFNTV.com. We have everything there for you. But we talked about what's happening in Israel, but we also ended the program with talking about some amazing things that are happening in terms of a company in China called Alibaba, who is basically positioned right now to have a larger IPO, initial public offering, larger than the $16 billion that was raised with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to this. Things are happening in China, and you're like, not only is China and Russia, was like, their economy. And they hold our debt as well. I'm scratching my head, you know. Listen, if you're a believer, you need not. This is a perfect time to be honoring God. This is a perfect time to say, you know, Lord, I'm gonna participate in God's kingdom and His financing kingdom strategy here. And you know what it's called? It's called honor. It's just say, you know, out of gratitude and out of love and out of my obedience, Lord, I refuse not to honor you and not to give you what belongs to you.
Yeah.
And that says a whole lot. You know, it says a whole lot. It says a whole lot to God. And quite frankly, I mean, I couldn't even ask God for a single thing if I knew that I was robbing him. I mean, I don't understand the disconnect. Yeah, I don't understand the disconnect. I don't understand how we could just think that we could ask God for anything and then knowingly that we're just robbing from the little bit that he's entrusted to us. It's not that he needs it, but it's just that he just wants to show us that, hey, all things come from him and that he is our source and we're supposed to be dependent upon him. But hey, listen, this is a good time. This is a good time. That was free.
That was free.
Just check, you know, put that in the back. Drop that nugget in there, you know. But also, this is what's happening, Steve. In China right now, the country is set to be, quote unquote, the most Christian nation by 2030.
Wow.
2030. And this is pretty amazing. CBN reports. That's my word, amazing. I mean, I'm so limited in my vocabulary. It's like, Lord, help me.
We're just simple men, especially an awesome God.
For sure. If you did not know that already, this is extra clarification. Very simple. But right now, they're reporting that China will be the world's most Christian nation in 15 years, according to a report by London Sunday Telegraph. And what's being said is that it's going to be less than a generation. I mean, this is like upon us.
Wow.
And not many people are prepared for this dramatic change, says Yang, a leading expert on religion in China. This is what he reported to the newspaper. There are approximately 1.3 billion people living in this country. 1.3. And in 2010, 58 million of them were Protestant Christians. Now, of course, those are the ones probably that they were able to poll, right? Check this out. It is estimated that China's total Christian population, including Catholics, will hit 247 million by 2030, passing the United States, Mexico, and Brazil as the largest Christian nation in the world. Okay, let's do just some simple math. How many Americans do we have here, Pat? How many do we have?
Around 300 million.
About 300, I think maybe 20, 30 million, right? Give it to 300 and 20, 30?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And by 2030, they're going to have 247 million Christians?
Wow.
Man, catch a clue. Talk about how awesome that is. And what kind of impact they're going to have. In fact, Yang is a professor of sociology at Purdue, and he wrote a book called Religion in China, Survival and Revival Under Communist Rule. Man, I like that.
Mm.
Survival and Revival Under Communist Rule. And you think that, I mean, and I don't even know if this number really includes the underground church, which is the largest segment of the church in China. And so if you're looking at that, I mean, my understanding is there's 130 million of them strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
I was saying, just like what you're saying before, this is 247 million of those that they were able to contact.
Hello.
And it's just thinking about...
I would say so.
Yeah. And just thinking about the persecution that's happening in that nation and how so many people are coming to Jesus, like you're saying, underground. That's where the biggest thing is. It's just like, I can... It's amazing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Using that description, like God is doing awesome things.
Yeah, he is. And you look at that, you know, that many, and you think, wow. But, you know, this is interesting because I love the title of his book, Religion in China, Survival and Revival Under Communist Rule. And oftentimes we think, you know, maybe in a Western mindset that, you know, if we have all the luxuries that are necessary, if we have all everything that you need at your hand, you know, Bibles and all these different things. And, you know, we didn't get to our Ian list, but we are going to talk about some statistics, by the way, about a Bible, the state of the Bible in America. New poll came out, Barna and the American Bible Society. We're going to talk about it today. Don't go nowhere. But we think that, you know, hey, if we have air conditioning, if we have a flat screen TV, if we have all these things, if we're comfortable and we have, you know, all this, you know, great laws, which we do, then certainly we can thrive and do well. And don't get me wrong. I mean, America up to this point has been a tremendous blessing all around the world. I don't know of another country that sent more missionaries to you know, all over the world than the United States. I mean, and God has blessed us with that privilege to be able to do that. But it, at the same time, it doesn't mean that, you know, we've got it going on over here, because obviously 247 million strong, the Chinese, our Chinese brothers and sisters are showing us that under a communist rule, a place where they have no freedom, you know, like freedom that we have here in the United States, and they're not only able to survive. Mm-hmm. Communist rule means there's a dictator there. What they say goes. You know, they own no property there. I mean, they tell you how many children you're going to have. You know, this, they tell you what you're going to do. You know what I mean? And you're upset because you got asked to go to jury duty. You know what I'm saying? They tell you what you're going to do there. And they not only survived under that type of atmosphere, but it's also a place where obviously revival has broken out with so many Christians that are underground and are willing, Pat, Steve, to be arrested,
amen,
to be tortured for Christ. Teresa read this book, my wife, The Heavenly Man, and it talks about one of the house church leaders there, and he's no longer there, but some of the amazing things that I believe this man has spent, Pat, more than half of his life, his adult life, since he was a Christian, in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Separated from his family, his wife, and some of the things that they've endured, and I just feel challenged. I heard of one account where there was a meeting, an underground church meeting. Get this, and they were praying, and the American minister that was there, they had a powerful time, and God moved, and so it was the end of the service, and it was done, and, you know, he went to bed. He woke up the next morning and was like, hey, what happened to, you know, the young girls that got touched here the other night, and, you know, I don't see them here. Well, you know, where are they? They're like, oh, brother, after you went to bed, we still kept hearing the glory of God, and we kept going after God, and some, she got burdened, and I mean, I'm giving all the details, but this is the gist. This happened, that she was burdened by the Lord, and a prophetic word was released, and she had bore witness, and it was just upon her that she was supposed to go to another place to preach the gospel. So this morning she got on a bus, and we sent her off on her way, and she's there. She's going.
Wow. That is awesome.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You know, I think about that, like you're saying, as far as just the testimonies of what is going on in there. I think we've talked about it before. It's just like some of the training that they do raising up disciples.
Oh, yeah.
They teach them how to jump out of a two-story window.
Yeah.
Because of the persecution that happens, like you're saying, the underground church. But in that, it's just like...
Without breaking something.
Without breaking something, because they would be gathering in secret. And the nation's police or whatever would come in, and obviously they would have to flee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how much can we learn from them about what God is doing and their just devotion and their hunger for Christ?
You know, when I think about that, Steve, it makes me think about all the many things that maybe we have added to the gospel that are not absolutely necessary. I mean, my goodness, when you think about it, how many things do we have in the West that we've said were God? We do as if God said it. We implement it, and we don't see it's never exported. I mean, I understand that you got to have the whole children's pro and all this type of stuff, but do you send the VeggieTales with them to Africa? Do you send the big screen? Do you send all the stuff there too?
Right.
If it works here, certainly it should work there. And I mean, obviously, you say we need it here, so
yeah.
In the kit with the missionary, do we box in all of the trap? And do we send all that stuff there? Like, oh no, they don't need that, brother. All they need is God and the Lord. They don't need I said, well, if they don't need that there, then why do we need that here?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, China is showing us, mm-hmm. what's mm-hmm. happening in Mozambique and with Heidi Baker's ministry. It's like, all you need is God.
Yeah.
All you need is God and hunger for God and get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let God do what he wants to do. And we don't have to add a single thing to him.
That's right.
Or to his message. God alone is truly enough. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Understand this. If you don't abide with the Lord, now is a time. Of all the times and all the history of this nation, now is the time to begin to abide.
No doubt.
While you have time. And if you don't know how to do it, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Iabide.org. It's a simple plan. I mean, you can do it with a crayon and a piece of paper, but you need to believe me, because any kind of hireling you might have been following is going to panic and run. He says, this is what Jesus said. When they see trouble, they panic and run because they never cared about the sheep in the first place. And if they don't know your name, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know each other, it may be the fact they don't not care about you. They don't even know who you are. You need to get someone who knows your name and get close. And that normally happens in the context of a smaller gathering. So if you're in a large gathering of believers, I encourage you, start. In addition to that, get in together in like a home group or something, or a small gathering, a coffee shop, and build vital relationships with a few other believers. And you can fundamentally transform who you are. And even that large gathering where everybody's in smaller groups. Because I remember in New Orleans, when Hurricane Katrina hit, that these large gatherings scattered everywhere and nobody knew anybody. The database mm-hmm. has gone. It's wet.
Right.
The computer don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Houston. They're in Louisiana. They're in Mississippi. We're taking people in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what our friend said, Leo DeJesus, who mm-hmm. lives right across the Mississippi there from New Orleans. He has an office that looks right over the Mississippi at the Superdome.
Yeah.
And that's on.
Yeah, that's cool.
He saw some stuff. No, actually, that got built after Katrina. And although he did live there, but that kind of went away because he saw the river. But he said that when the hurricane hit, it scattered the church all over New Orleans. And she's still scattered today. She's still scattered today. And that's what happens because, if you had shepherds, you may be scattered, but eventually your shepherd is going to find you because they know you.
Mm-hmm.
They know who you are. I mean, unless you're avoiding and running and eluding them, they are going to find each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but he says they're still scattered today. And I'll give a big shout out to Leo Jesus and Sandy. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Sister Sandy and Brother Leo.
Yeah.
Great, great couple. She's like, get in here. How did you know that? And we met her. She was working in a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
And literally. Mm-hmm. And Ants, Vines, and Flower Pots is a real good book to be able to get from Charles Simpson to begin mm-hmm. to really think about this. Listen, it is time to do what you got to do what God's called you to do. This present day situation is being fundamentally transformed. I really believe it already has been. Now it's just a matter of flipping a few switches to be able to take it there. And but the church will survive if we understand how we're to operate. And if we need a manual, we got one. It's called the Bible.
Right.
It's the Bible, and we call it abiding with God, which is spending time with him, hiding his word in our heart, talking to God, listening to what he says, and just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, I think. And joining me, and joining me today in the studio is Pat and Steve. And we're just talking about, you know, the church in China and how they're not just surviving during communist rule, but they are thriving and are, and have revival. I mean, hey, 247 million, 160 million Christians. That sounds pretty good to me. And God's pouring out his, you know, spirit, and they challenge us, and we were just talking about all that. And it causes us really to think about, really, we should take thought, you know, do we need to do this? You know, how much of the stuff are we doing today in the Western church, American church, that it's not necessary?
What's hindering us?
Yeah, vital. And, you know, if it is, you know, send the stained glass too to the mission field. Just put it in the box, put the stain. Nothing against stained glasses. I am one. I'm stained and I'm fragile like a glass. But hey, if it's important and necessary for the gospel, put it there. When we do these evaluations, we realize, man, if we pull out all the peanuts and all the what's there at the core, let's start there. Mm. Let's start there. Being in love with Jesus, his presence. Man, if you have his presence, you have everything.
That's right.
What else do you need? And we don't want to add a single thing that would hinder. I mean, sure, things are cool and beneficial. Don't get me wrong. You know, we're not. But it's like, have we majored on the minors and have not majored on the major? And I guess that's what we're trying to get out, is that for so long there have been so many majors on the most insignificant things. It's like, did you even mention Jesus in this whole 3-hour, you know, thing? It's like,
oh, yeah.
There was a gospel preached here. I was here, but I don't know if I heard. Mm-hmm. You know, let's major on the majors. Jesus. And loyalty to him and him alone. So we're just excited, challenged by our brothers and sisters in China. And I am looking forward to the day where I can meet them and just that, you know, talk and just say, man, amen. Wow, beautiful. But Steve, talk to us. I know that the Lord's laid some things on your heart about the waters, man. Talk to us.
Man, I'm just stirred, and I'm just continuing just more excited and just how much what God is saying, and the beautiful thing about abiding, and we've talked about it many times before, it's like you can see a scripture many times, and God will just lead you there, and you just say, okay, God, show me what you want me to see, and he takes you deeper and deeper into the Word. It's beautiful. But where he stopped me was Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
And the encouraging thing is I just kind of just thought about that moment that Jesus was walking, he was tired, he just took a break, and God just brought a lady to the well, and they're talking, and Jesus is saying to the lady, you know, will you give me something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And they have this encounter going back and forth, and it's in John 4, and Jesus basically says to her, you know, I'm thirsty, and she says, you know, you don't even have something to drink. And Jesus says, you know, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. And the amazing thing is, like, I think about that, and it's just like, well, she had water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the fact, well, okay, Jesus has water. Jesus has living water. And she says, well, and obviously she's thinking immediately, okay, well, you don't have something to have. You don't have something to receive it with. You know, are you going to drink as far as, like, you know, our forefathers had the water, and Jacob drank from it. But Jesus says, you know, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. And I thought about that, and it's just like, okay, God, I'm thirsty right now. I'm so hungry.
Read that again.
It says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
Don't you love that? I mean, don't you really love that?
Oh,
I love
goodness.
The things Jesus comes out and says.
Yeah.
So clear.
Just turns it on its just turns it around. And just what really just caught me was the fact of just thinking about the fact that they both had water.
Mm-hmm.
She was offering him water. He was trying to get her perspective of just like, okay, let's talk about the real water. And what God was speaking to me was the fact that the water that she had, when you think about water, if you pour it on fire, it's going to put the fire out.
Mm-hmm.
But God has water that it'll stoke the fire. That his living water turns up the fire.
Yeah.
The waters of men, it'll just quench it. If you pour it on the embers, it'll just pour it out. But I think about the fact, and it says the fact that they both was the same thing. And a lot of times you can look at the same thing and it looks the same. Mm. The devil has something, but it's just kind of
fake copycat.
Thank you. Copycat. And it's just like it's not the same thing. And it's just like the devil always has something that it looks like it's real, but it's fake. It's not it. It sounds the same. One is dead, but the other one's alive. And it's just the fact that religion sounds a lot like it's alive. It may say Jesus, but it's dead. And I thought about the fact that she was offering something to Jesus, but Jesus was trying to give her something that was alive.
Mm.
And what man has is just like what like works or trying to do something. And it's just like, it's the opposite of what Jesus has. And that so just really just stirred me because it's just like, we can be doing something and it's just like, okay, is this alive? Is this Jesus? But what Jesus has, it's that thirst. It's going to stoke that fire even greater for Jesus. And it was just like getting caught up. And it's like, Jesus, is there anything that I'm doing, but that you want to offer me what you have for me? You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And that just so stirred me that the living waters of Jesus stoke the fire.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, it's powerful what you're saying because a lot of times it's like, do you really think that you have, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. we can't take some sort of an attitude that says, I have something to offer. It's like, listen,
yeah.
Jesus is the one that does the offering. You know what I mean? And he has the real water, and he read her mail. I mean, yeah. he read her mail. She tried to get into this religious conversation with him. And he's just like, let me share with you some things that I know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And some people act like they know something when they're talking to God, when they have no reality. It's like, do you understand that God knows what knows you?
Right.
He knows everything. He knows that thought that you're about to think that you haven't gotten yet that you're about to tell him. Mm-hmm. He knows that too. Stop it, right? Because he has the true living water, none of this watered down stuff.
And what where God kind of continued on was the fact that he says, you know, you'll never thirst.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped and I was like, Lord, I don't think I've ever been more thirsty in my life for you than I am right now. And he's like, no, you will never thirst for the dead water.
Mm.
You will never look back and just say, you don't look back to the things that you once looked to. You don't look to the things that you thought would fulfill you. But once you had my water, once you had his water, it's just like, okay, I want that water.
Yeah.
I want that water. And that's what he's saying. He's like, you're never going to look for that again. That's not going to fill you.
Yeah. But it's so encouraging because a lot of times people are drinking from dirty wells. They're drinking, trying to be satisfied with the things of the world. They're just stuff, you know? Listen, religion, that's not pure. Religion are just man-made things that look godly but are not godly and is not from God. And that water levy just, I mean, as soon as it touches your lips, it's like, I need more of that. It does nothing.
Yeah,
it's just an illusion.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
an illusion. Think about that. Thinking you're drinking something that goes absolutely nowhere. Like,
right.
Why is this not working? I am still, you know, this is not satisfying. Yet what God has to offer us is this amazing living water.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Steve, stirs us up. It is not this watered down stuff that just, you know, will quench a fire, but his living water.
Right.
Listen, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters.
Right. Let that well burst forth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, man. It's like, Lord, you know, have your way. Give me another drink.
Amen.
Give me another drink of the living waters of life. Lord, have your way. We want more of God.
Mm.
And Lord, we just refuse. We refuse to settle for any kind of watered down, tasteless, non-satisfying water of religion. We want the living and true water of life. We want Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. More, Lord. Let's have another drink.
Amen.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Goodness, listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to have a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded into your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that... Yeah, buy the tape. Buy the, we're giving it to you. There it's you yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad, and I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself and also sign up a friend.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.